Part 3. State, Mississippi, U.S. You are going to hear a text about one of the U.S. states, Mississippi. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then, you will hear the text twice. Between the two listenings, you will have 30 seconds to think about your answers. While listening, decide which answer best completes each sentence, 1 through 7, and circle its letter A, B, or C. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers on the task sheet. Start studying the task now. The Old South State of Mississippi, not the lazy Old Man River, Mississippi, on the western border between it and neighboring Louisiana and Arkansas, is America's poorest state. It routinely ranked last in several educational measures as well. The U.S. is a huge country in which the population seems to be shifting constantly. However, 99% of the people of Mississippi, by one count, were born there. Why? You have to wonder. Mississippi is not what you'd call scenic. It's mostly farmland and piney woods. No beaches along its tiny piece of the Gulf of Mexico shoreline. No mountains either. And only one city of any size, the capital, Jackson, where only 175,000 or so people make a home. Even there, there's no industry, no theme park, no attractions other than state government buildings, fine restaurants, and a few jazz spots, and beautiful old antebellum mansions. Those mansions are a really big draw, though, especially come spring garden time in lovely and fragrant towns like Natchez. Casinos have enlivened Gulf Coast towns, turning some of them into miniature versions of Las Vegas. Even Tunica County in northern Mississippi, once the poorest county in the whole United States, is now booming thanks to the gambling action. Some of the most popular casinos are actually located on boats rather than on dry land. Tupelo, Mississippi, once a sleepy cotton and timber town, gets some tourists too, just because it's the birthplace of rock music's late king, Elvis Presley. They don't come by the millions, as they do to Elvis's grand Graceland home up the road in Memphis, Tennessee. Tupelo is a long way from any big city or interstate highway, but a few Elvis fanatics make a pilgrimage to his birthplace every year. Some don't even pay the dollar or so to look inside the little shotgun house. They just drive up, take a quick look, and keep on going to Johnny's Drive-In, where the king ate barbecue with his high school friends. They also go to Priceville Cemetery, where Elvis's twin brother, who died at birth, is buried. My favorite visit in Mississippi was to a catfish farm. It wasn't to the little town of Belzoni, the world catfish capital, but to an even smaller red clay break in the woods, Wiggins, Mississippi. It was the home of J. Hanna Dizzy Dean, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He had retired back to Wiggins and was pond-raising catfish. These are only a few of the things that make Mississippi more than just America's poorest state. This is the second reading. The Old South State of Mississippi, not the lazy Old Man River, Mississippi, on the western border between it and neighboring Louisiana and Arkansas, is America's poorest state. It routinely ranked last in several educational measures as well. The U.S. is a huge country in which the population seems to be shifting constantly. However, 99% of the people of Mississippi, by one count, were born there. Why? You have to wonder. Mississippi is not what you'd call scenic. It's mostly farmland and piney woods. No beaches along its tiny piece of the Gulf of Mexico shoreline. No mountains either. And only one city of any size, the capital, Jackson, where only 175,000 or so people make a home. Even there, there's no industry, no theme park, no attractions other than state government buildings, fine restaurants, and a few jazz spots, and beautiful old antebellum mansions. Those mansions are a really big draw, though, especially come spring garden time in lovely and fragrant towns like Natchez. Casinos have enlivened Gulf Coast towns, turning some of them into miniature versions of Las Vegas. Even Tunica County in northern Mississippi, once the poorest county in the whole United States, is now booming thanks to the gambling action. Some of the most popular casinos are actually located on boats rather than on dry land. Tupelo, Mississippi, once a sleepy cotton and timber town, gets some tourists too, just because it's the birthplace of rock music's late king, Elvis Presley. They don't come by the millions, as they do to Elvis's grand Graceland home up the road in Memphis, Tennessee. Tupelo is a long way from any big city or interstate highway, but a few Elvis fanatics make a pilgrimage to his birthplace every year. Some don't even pay the dollar or so to look inside the little shotgun house. They just drive up, take a quick look, and keep on going to Johnny's Drive-In, where the king ate barbecue with his high school friends. They also go to Priceville Cemetery, where Elvis's twin brother, who died at birth, is buried. My favorite visit in Mississippi was to a catfish farm. It wasn't to the little town of Belzoni, the world catfish capital, but to an even smaller red clay break in the woods, Wiggins, Mississippi. It was the home of J. Hanna Dizzy Dean, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He had retired back to Wiggins and was pond-raising catfish. These are only a few of the things that make Mississippi more than just America's poorest state. You will have 1 minute to finalize your answers on the task sheet.